The two-week-long United Nations Climate Summit in Lima is a continuation of talks that occurred in New York in September and a prelude to a 2015 summit in Paris. Environmentalists and members of social movements will be holding their own meeting called the People's Summit Against Climate Change. Antolín Huáscar, president of the Agrarian Confederation of Peru and a spokesperson of the People's Summit, says the resolutions will be sent to the UN delegates.
This debate will gather various proposals to deliver to the official climate talks so that the voice of the people will be incorporated into the process. We also want to use this space to demand that governments and states which pollute the most take responsibility, not just make promises, but keep them.
One focus of the People's Summit is the economics of climate change. The organizations involved in the Alternative Summit overwhelmingly reject measures like carbon credits and nuclear energy, calling them false solutions. They instead said any agreement must focus on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, and supporting alternatives to fossil fuels. Stephanie Acosta is a member of the Youth Committee of the People's Summit Against Climate Change.
This current development model is unsustainable because it is taking us to a point of no return where the human being is the Earth's worst enemy. We have to recognize that we are in the crisis of civilization. We are the only beings upon the Earth which destroy our ecosystem. This is why we say humans are solely responsible for the problem of climate change and greenhouse gas emissions.
Environmental activists point out big business interests have a voice at the table in the official climate talks, which they see as a scenario of the fox guarding the hen house. The Peruvian activist Rosa Guillen, member of the global feminist movement known as the Worldwide Women's March, says these companies will make sure any climate deal will not affect their interests.
This People's Summit is highlighting the role of transnational corporations that are fighting to take over these official events. They are definitely influencing the decisions of governments and of negotiators, and they try to convince them with tailored yet false messages.
Another focus of the People's Summit will be how to make rich countries, which pollute the most, take responsibility for the effects of climate change that are felt most in poor countries near the equator. Juan Carlos Soriano, coordinator of the Latin America office of the 350.org environmental organization, says the momentum of large-scale mobilization helps to show negotiators the level of support for meaningful climate measures.
It's time for them to show us real actions. What we've seen up until now are a lot of conversations, but nothing concrete. I think that's what people want from this climate summit, real action that will result in a global agreement next year.
The organizers of the People's Summit Against Climate Change are calling for a large march this December 10th, International Human Rights Day, to once again show the sentiments in the street to the delegates negotiating the planet's future behind closed doors. Aldo Orellana Lopez, FSRN, Lima, Peru.